This is Brother Don. I'm pleased to host the Daily Bible Lesson, a 5-minute summary of Scripture to take you through the day. We've been going through the Gospel of John. The program is available every day except Thursday, when the Gospel Trail podcast is aired. We plan to add a discussion forum Monday nights at 7 Eastern Time for those who have questions or comments about the daily lessons.
For exact times and location, visit our website, pgn.church, and check with the calendar in our office. Have a great day. Get ready, put on your earbuds, turn up your smart speaker. Next up is Brother Don's Daily Bible Lesson, found exclusively on the Gospel Trail. Now here he is, with a quick devotion from Scripture to start your busy day.
I'm Brother Don with the Daily Bible Lesson. We are in the Gospel of John, chapter 17, verse 23. We are using the Passion Translation. This passage is difficult for some people to understand because it must be read at an abstract and spiritual level. Pastor Kevin has spoken of how some people on the street ask him how Jesus can live within us completely, as verse 23 states. And this is basically repeated at the end of verse 26. This is also a problem for children when we ask them to let Jesus into their heart. When we hear a perplexing statement, our first impulse is to think of it tangibly, materially, concretely. But as we have seen throughout the Gospel of John, Jesus often speaks abstractly at a spiritual level, as he did with Nicodemus and the phrase, born again. How can Jesus live within us? It may help to think of the heart, not the physical heart that pumps our blood, but the heart as seen on a Valentine. That heart symbolizes the center of our affections, or more simply, love. Jesus is in our heart, within us, because he is the center of our affections. We love him, and he loves us. That involves an act to make him the center of our lives, and that act is committing your life to Jesus. He becomes our healer, our savior, and our friend. And he becomes one with us as we increasingly let him be the center of our lives. We love him, and he loves us, so with time we become more and more like him. Jesus says in verse 23 in his prayer to God the Father, "You live fully in me, and I live fully in them." That means us. This doesn't happen overnight. But by becoming a Christian, we give Jesus access to our minds and emotions. And as we learn about him from Scripture and listen to the Holy Spirit correcting us, we become more and more like Jesus. He becomes more and more one with us. We change some of our habits and certainly our goals and direction in life as he shows us how to live. The key is love. In verse 26, Jesus gives us that key. Jesus tells God the Father, "I continue to make you ever more real to them, so they may experience the same endless love. Your love will now live in them, even as I live in them." Jesus lives in us as we love him, and as we realize that he loves us. And the more we realize that, and the more we show our love for him by becoming like him, the more and more he is unified with us. People will see Jesus in how we act and how we react in our daily lives, because he has shown us how to be more like him. He becomes us, and we become him. It is a bit like human love. We want to be with that special person in our lives, and the more we're with them, the more we become like them, and the more they become like us. Of course, that only happens if we really love one another deeply. And the same thing happens with Jesus. The difference is that we change, but God does not. He doesn't change because he's perfect. And why would we want a God that is anything less than that? He rules our hearts, not the heart as a place in our body, but the heart as the priority in our lives. We show love by making our favorite person a priority. And when we make Jesus a priority, he makes us a priority. Actually, he already has. This is Brother Don. Listen every day for the Daily Bible Lesson. May God be with you, guide you, and give you perfect peace this day. Amen.
The Gospel Trail Live, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Central Time. Join us at 720-820-1290 or at our website, Meeting Room, at pgn.church. Our podcast hosts can be reached at 218-461-0164. Please text or say your joys and concerns, and we'll get back to you or even air them on our next podcast. Until we meet again, blessings to you and the church that meets at your house.